Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Effie.
That would be a little weird.
You know that wrestler?
Yeah, is it Effie?
It's Effie, yeah.
Yeah.
We won't talk too much about him on this family podcast, but
yeah, it's very strange.
He's an interesting character.
Very interesting gimmick.
Yes, it is. Don't Google it at work. I'll just put it that way.
What about cocaine?
Now that's great. I love cocaine. I think my top two.
And then there's another one where it's like
he's like he's cold cane or something.
No, it's like the LGBTQ cane. So it's like rainbow.
Well, have you seen him do his thing? His you know, like Kane did the thing where he would go like that.
Yes.
Have you seen him do it?
Yes.
It's really funny.
Somebody created my Instagram algorithm somehow picked it up the other day. Uh-huh. It was like the WWE video game.
Yeah.
And they did a Royal Rumble where it was just all the Kane gimmick.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's like all the WWE gimmicks, and then it's like cocaine. It's the gay Kane. It's
just gain.
G-A-Y-N-E.
Gain. I can't tell you enough how much you should look up his entrance. It's really funny. Cocaine.
It's Kane with like on coke.
On cocaine.
Like
yeah, he's great. He's my second.
He's
my second favorite independent wrestling gimmick.
He's like baby powder or something.
Yeah,
all over.
Behind, of course, Stephen Flo. Stephen Flo remains number one. I told Will East about Stephen Flo. He said he watched that video like 20 times. He's like, I can't get enough of it.
Stephen Flo.
It's Stephen Flo. Guys, just jumping in there. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for America. It is the 4th of July weekend. If you're cooking out, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, Aaron Burr, all of them, big beef lovers. You know who didn't like beef? King George. Preferred tea and crumpets.
What a loser.
And that's why we had to get out of there. So, celebrate
our separate country.
That's right.
Proper country.
Celebrate our great country with beef. Beef. It's what's for the 4th of July. Thanks to our friends at Mississippi Beef Council. Hashtag America. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything Mississippi State under one roof. All of the name brands you're looking for, the logos, the interlocking, the M over S, the state script, it's all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy a fantastic dinner, the place to do it is Restaurant Tyler. That is a place where you don't have to have a special occasion to eat dinner there. The dinner is the special occasion. You're getting great steaks, pasta, chicken. If you're a vegetarian, they will certainly take care of you with a delicious meal there. And, of course, my favorite dessert in this entire city, the stuffed pancake. If you want to have a fantastic meal, you want to treat somebody right, take them to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you want answers, you want them on your schedule. You need a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money. You need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. If you ever wondered who the more popular of the Thunder and Lightning duo is, just know that Robbie and I just went to lunch and five people spoke to him and nobody spoke to me.
That was total chance.
I'm just saying.
There were
I'm just saying.
three people in there from Winston County.
I
There was another one who was in a was with our friend Martin. It was his wife. I count that as one of yours. And then
wasn't even counting Martin.
I saw what?
I wasn't counting him amongst the people that because it was both with us. So that was equal.
Okay, so that didn't count.
No.
Who else did we have? Oh, my friend Tyler Jumper,
People who are over
who has
here.
become a avid listener of Thunder and Lightning, because she knew you. Thanks to her husband, my friend Isaac.
See? But she knew
He
me
has
because of
caught
you.
her.
You were the first person that she
Yeah,
knew.
but she's a Thunder and Lightning listener.
I guess.
Who else did we see?
You just, I'm just telling you're starting
My
to take
friend
off.
Philip from Pine Lake was
Yeah.
in there with his wife.
You're starting to take off, is what's happening here. You're
No.
going to be leaving me behind. I'll have to find somebody new soon when you're off to bigger and better things.
I'm not going anywhere, brother.
When you're on ESPN, when you're on
I ain't
ESPN
selling out.
with Feinbaum talking about how Arch Manning is the greatest quarterback ever.
I've already dug my like grave with that. Like I've already buried any chance that I'll ever be on ESPN with
Hey.
some of the things I've said.
Yeah.
We enjoyed a nice lunch at
We
Obie's.
did. Yeah, the
I would never be a sellout to corporate America.
this is
You know,
my
doing Wayne's World, like
It's like
I can't
I got
imagine
thieves
people.
by our phone here. I think that's just sad.
The Pizza Hut pizza.
Get the new print. Little yellow, different. Ah, speaking of that, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, storm damage. I'm going to assume firework damage too, if you make that mistake. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't just stop at restoration, they offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or if you're in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. I saw a funny meme that said, like, today is Wednesday, right? As we're recording.
Hump day.
Yeah. There are some people in this great country of ours. This is their last ever Wednesday with 10 fingers.
Nice.
Because it's coming. Somebody's going to lose a digit. There's no question about it.
There's a Bob Karskadden joke in there.
Well, he just loves his country so much. Yeah.
Nuno Borges moving on to round three of
That's
Wimbledon. That's
right. That's
incredible.
great to see.
How
Love it.
awesome is that?
Love
I'm
it.
not even a tennis guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can get behind those kind of
It's like one
people.
of those deals, like when you have somebody affiliated with Mississippi
Right.
State, you are all in, buddy. Like if it's a like I sat there and watched the entire like final day of the SEC women's golf
Oh,
team
when they were in it.
last year. I am not a golf person. I was locked in
Locked
on
in.
that.
Exactly. All right, let's jump into the rumblings. Our first question today from our friend Nathan Kelly. I say friend. By the way, I have now become like cognizant of how I close the refrigerator because of his question.
Because of
I
Nathan,
was already closing it with my
you don't want
arm.
to hit it with your hips.
I don't do that, though. Hey, guys, how many times do you push or pull on a grocery store buggy that's stuck in a row before you give up and just grab the attempt the next one? Three. But if I give it three pulls and it won't come off, I'm going to the next.
Well, so what you have to do is you have to pull the top,
You got to
the
get by. Yeah, yeah,
cage.
yeah.
I was a cart pusher at
Oh, yeah.
Walmart once in my life. If I would have told myself at that time, hey, one day you'll be covering Mississippi State sports and like talking and writing about it for a living, and like it'll be a decent living, like you won't have to work at Walmart. I think that guy would have
Well,
been shocked.
same guy would have been happy at Papa John's. I'll just go ahead and tell you. He would have been quite pleased. So,
Yeah.
did I ever tell you the story about
Have I
the
told you lately that
that
I
I
love
love you?
you?
Have I told you the story about the old lady at the grocery store with me and Aislinn?
I don't think so.
So,
She remembers you from Papa John's?
No, nothing like that. So me and Aislinn are going to the store and we're getting our cart and there's this old lady and she's pulling on the carts and it's just not happening. And so I'm like, ma'am, would you like me to try to grab that for you? And she was like, yes, please. So I pull and it comes right off. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. And she looks right at Aislinn
Young
and she,
man.
no, she looks right at Aislinn and says, you have a sweet husband.
Oh, Lord.
And I, Oh God, I was doubled over. I was almost on the floor laughing, and Aislinn was just like mortified. She's like, "That's my dad." And that poor old lady, if she could have just disappeared, just snapped her fingers and disappeared, she would have come back to Kroger later. She was so I couldn't even speak. I was laughing
There
so
was a
hard.
lady the other day that told Becky that we had a cute little boy. It was
A lady?
lady. Yeah.
Oh, like her name is Lady.
But if you I did say the other day, like we were at the Mexican restaurant in Eupora, not one of the 15 in Starville.
Right, one of the 12 in Eupora.
Yes. We were a lady was sitting next to me in her car seat, and I was just looking at her, and she was wearing like a blue
Ah,
thing.
there it is.
I was like, Becky, she looks like a boy, and she looks like me, like as a baby.
Yeah.
Like
You
if
gotta
you
put some
replace
bows on
me
that
next,
child. Keep a bow on her head.
eventually she'll grow some hair.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Natty was a big bow girl, wasn't she? Didn't Becky
she
keep her in
was,
bows?
and I mean, Lady kind of is too when she
Yeah.
goes out.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
but usually Becky has a bow on her.
Yeah.
So we forgot to mention because this was before we put the rumblings out. Rob Hadaway, when he came to Starkville, he did go retrieve his dessert from Slim Chicken.
Dead.
He said, I
That's a man
was just scrolling through
who
the
has a
mentions.
plan.
I see the jar. He put it down.
You know what that means, though? Because he told me he ate lunch at Two Brothers. He ate lunch at Two Brothers and then went to Slim Chickens for dessert. That's a man. That's a man with integrity and a man who is committed to his craft.
Well, it's a dad too.
Yeah, it's
Like
like I'm not letting this get
he
away.
made sure to get to one of our sponsors, but also I
Yeah,
got to get this coupon
good
taken
man.
care
Good
of.
man. Jackson Waddell, where does the 64 analytics incident rank in terms of all-time state message board moments? What are some of the best that you can remember? I got
All
a
right,
bunch.
all right. Did we fully explain what this was
I
yesterday?
don't know that we did, so let's do that.
You explained it because
Okay, because you are
I was kind of in
incredible.
the
Yeah.
middle of like that was
So
whenever I was having my
there's
buying
this
and
guy
selling.
on Robbie's board who keeps making accounts because he's an idiot.
Well, this guy said this none.
Well, the other guy said it wasn't him when it was him. It's him. There's no question about it. Apparently, somebody like figured it out too. Like he has the same Twitter picture too.
Yes, he does.
So,
And he's been banned on
he's
Twitter
banned.
several
Yeah,
times as
yeah.
well.
Yes, he has. So he messages the guys at 64 Analytics, which if you're not familiar with them, and I'm not overly familiar with them, but it's a new college baseball website database, and they are doing portal rankings. They have an interesting algorithm for how they figure things out, but regardless, you know, if they're ranking you number one, it can't be bad, right? So he reaches out to him and is like, "Hey, what are you hearing about Ace Reese?" And they say, "Oh yeah, he's about to enter the portal. Should be happening soon." Something like that, right? So he brings that to On3. He's like, guys, I asked the guys at 24/7 or at On3 at 64 Analytics about this. And they said, you know, it's going to happen. So everybody starts, oh no, then they would know, right? Blah, blah, blah. About like an hour and a half later, guy posts on the message board. He's like, hey, I just spent $1 to post this because y'all are running that dollar new subscriber special. It's like, I own 64 Analytics. This guy tried to sue us or said he was going to sue us because when he signed up, he accidentally charged his card twice and he said we were running a scam and he threatened us with legal action. And so we told him we would fix it and we did. Then a week later, he comes and asks us this question and we just decided to mess with him. Straight up, we have no knowledge of
Oh,
Ace
they made
Reese.
that up.
Yes, they like, we don't have any knowledge of this situation whatsoever. We don't talk to players, we just rank them. We don't, you know, we just did it to mess with this one guy.
That's excellent.
That is incredible.
Yeah, I didn't really like read through that whole exchange
I did.
because there was so much going on at that time.
I literally laughed out loud in public, like was laughing and I'm just sitting by myself at the bar at Bulldog Burger eating lunch and just cracking up at that.
It really is. Like he signed up for the $1 deal just to come in there and say that. Although after that I was like, please stick around.
Yeah.
Like it would be nice to have you around here for a little bit too.
Exactly.
But
As far now,
that board is just is never
what
bad.
other incidents can you remember? What are some do we have some good 24/7
The
incidents?
absolutely
Go
the
ahead.
Gene Swindoll,
The
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck Day is a good one.
So somebody whenever you're on a message board, it's just a bunch of dudes. A lot of the dudes, whenever good news happens, they make reference to a certain thing that your body does whenever you're excited. And there is a GIF where, like, Donald Duck is laying in the bed for whatever
He's
reason.
touching himself.
The
We'll just
thing,
call it what
the
it is.
sheets are coming up or
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
So
He's aroused.
basically Gene said, if you do this again, I'm gonna ban
No
you.
questions asked.
And so whenever you tell people that on a message board, they're going to do it again. And it's not only that person did it was everyone on the board.
And then everyone across the 24/7 network joined in.
This thing
It became Gene
became
Swindle Day.
viral
Yeah.
on
It was
247.
incredible.
Every single SEC site was talking about it. And that thread got like 100,000
Yeah,
views on it.
it was hilarious.
People were coming from all over.
Yeah. Twitter was blowing up. It was fantastic. That's a great one. From the six-pack point of view, the ones that stand out are PJ from Clemson. Do you remember him? He came
No.
over to six-pack and was like, during the 07 Super Regional, and was like, all right, this is going to be a great series. You know, let's have some class.
Let's have fun, guys.
And
Let's
it turned into
everybody has fun.
like first, we were like, we are Mississippi State. We know how to host postseason baseball. What are you talking about us having? And he just kept going and going. People found pictures of him. He talked about driving a Pontiac GTO. He's like that was a big thing. And then people found pictures of him like eating a banana in a weird way.
Oh, so they found him
Oh
like.
yeah, And who was that was a good one. Derek Dunn and his girlfriend showing up to defend his honor was a great day on the message board. Do you know Derek?
I know Derek through my sister, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no taking back what
My
happened.
sister, I think, went to junior college with
Okay,
him.
there's that one. There's Niels, the pole walker. Do you remember this guy? He showed up one day like it was almost like a spam post. He was like, "Hey guys, I'm a tightrope walker. Can you guys give me some feedback on what you think?" And he linked some of his videos.
I have heard about that.
So some people were like, "That's pretty cool," you know? They were like, some people had fun with it. We found out like a year later he died.
Tight on the
I don't know
tightrope.
if he died on the tightrope or not, but he died. And we were like, holy crap, rest in peace, Nils. That was tough. That's a
Man.
great one. There was one time back on the Jeans page days. It used to be if you replied to a thread or a post, it would just like quote tweet it and then you'd have your response.
Yeah.
And so we got
Kind of
somebody,
like Arv has now.
we got somebody to drop, but you would see it was threaded view. So you would see all of the
Oh,
responses, right?
yeah.
So we got somebody to drop an F-bomb and then we just kept replying to it. And so by this, we did it at like 10 o'clock at night because we knew Gene would be asleep. And by the time he woke up in the morning, the whole front page was just. Everybody like, and all of the replies were like, why would you use that kind of language? But we kept replying, so you see the F-bomb. It was so
Bunch of
bad.
trolls.
Like, I must have replied 10 times, like, somebody delete this.
There was a classic thread when I first started at 247 about like killing an armadillo,
Oh,
I
God.
think.
Yeah.
And then there was another one about it was something about weed.
You make me look in the six-pack remembers here.
Yeah, there was something about weed by one of the Delta dogs. There's like 50 Delta dogs on the internet. And one of the ones like he was just talking about like his love for weed, and that was a thread that was quite memorable from the old Bulldogs 247. I'm trying to think of
Oh,
another one.
I got one more. When Jack at Shelter posted that Senator Trent Lott was going to resign
That's probably an all-timer.
before CNN, NBC, nobody had that
That
news.
one in
Six Pack broke and Joe
the
Moorhead.
Joe Moorhead with
From the Cheetah
the
Club. The
lounge.
guy at the Cheetah Club knew about it.
Yep.
Incredible.
Yeah,
Those are good ones. All right, let's move
there's
on.
some
Can we
good
be
ones
here
out
all
there.
day?
But I think I really do think the Maroon and White Daily Message Board has a lot of potential to produce some crazy moments because this board is like it's pretty
It's
weird at this point.
it's been good this week. It's
Yeah.
been good. All right, Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
Yeah.
What is the best throwback uniform in pro sports?
Ooh, I love the Broncos.
Yeah, the orange jersey, blue helmet. Yeah, I agree with that.
The Eagles
The Kelly Green,
Kelly
that's a
Green
good one.
is good.
That's good.
I love, as a Steelers fan, I love the throwback uniforms that we have where
All the old school
it
ones.
doesn't have the Steeler emblem on the chest.
Yeah.
It's just the number.
Yeah.
I really love those. This isn't a throwback uniform, but I like the Saints color rush uniform.
Yeah, I do too. The all white.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. It's their uniform now. It used to be the Chargers baby blues, but now it's just their
Ooh,
uniform.
the Dolphins throwbacks.
Yeah. Trying to think around other sports if there's one like basketball. I love the Lakers when they go back to the blue, like the Minneapolis Lakers
Yeah,
wore. I
yeah.
like that. The I they don't I, they don't wear it too often. The old Suns that had like the big basketball on the side. I'm a fan of that. The one that Barkley
The
wore.
old Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good old throwback uniforms in pro sports. I love when the Braves wear their throwback uniforms in the Minneapolis,
Yeah. Yeah,
Minneapolis,
yeah. Oh, the Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The those blue ones. They're like baby blue, whatever. Is that Milwaukee's uniforms?
Milwaukee, yeah.
Those
The
baby
Brewers, they
blue
wear baby
ones.
blues,
Yeah, that's what I
yeah.
thought.
So.
No, I'm talking about the Braves.
Oh, the Braves wore the baby blues in Atlanta.
Okay, those are the ones I
Yeah,
really
those
like.
are sweet. Yeah, I
And
agree
the
with that.
Phillies, baby blues,
Baby blue.
powder blue, whatever it's
No, I
called.
know what we're thinking. You're all thinking the same thing, but on some teams that uniform is good.
Yeah.
So, Jarrett Reister asks, what are your thoughts on Patrick Spencer, the pitcher from Pearl River Community College? Do you have any?
It's funny you mentioned that. I just talked to him yesterday, and it's a fastball that's coming up around 97, 98. He thinks that Parker can give him even more velocity with it. He's working on a change up. He's got a decent slider. He's just trying to add a few pitches to the mix. I think he could help Mississippi State for sure. I think he was second team All State or All American, one of the two at Pearl River.
Yeah.
They were really good this year.
Hail State 5 ever. Death Star pointed at your home planet, which would be Earth, just for the record.
You're playing it too.
Yeah, that's true. What do you prefer? Floppy or crunchy bacon? Bacon should have some chew to it. I don't want it
I'm in
super crisp.
between. I'm in
Yeah,
between. I
a
don't.
little crisp, but I want some chew to it.
Yeah, I want it. I don't want it to be
I don't want it to be on.
raw.
Yeah. But I don't want it to be crunchy. I don't want to be, I don't want
Yeah,
to, yeah.
crispy. I don't
Yeah.
like crispy bacon.
There you go.
It's got to have a little fat on it.
Agreed. Jay in Baltimore, witnessing a
He asked
spat.
another question too, didn't he?
Did he? Oh, he replied. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't see it there. If you could be an animal for a day, which would you pick and why? I'm definitely going like King of the Jungle. I'm going
Like
lion or
lion or
tiger.
cheetah
Yeah,
or I'm gonna be a cat,
I'm going to be near the
not
top.
a kitty cat, but
Right.
like a big cat.
I want to be near the top of the food chain. I don't
Yeah.
want to have to worry about predators. A grizzly bear, something like that.
Oh yeah.
That's what I want to be.
Yeah.
Jay in Baltimore, witnessing a spat among several old ladies today when one looked at another and said, "This is an A and B conversation and you don't need to be involved." My obligation was A, correct her on the spot. Two, I'm sorry, one, correct her on the spot. Two, pull aside to discuss. Three, suffer internally and say nothing. You got to say nothing, but gosh, that's annoying.
That is annoying, but it's kind of at the same time kind of funny.
It is funny.
Like these old ladies just yelling at each other, and all of a sudden she's just like, "This is an A and B conversation." Like that sounds like something that we would have said in
Yeah,
junior
but
high.
you're supposed to drop the, you can see
You
your
see your
way
way
out
out
of
of
it,
it?
and
That's
that messed it
the
up.
joke. Yeah.
Brogan Fairchild, rank these 80s cartoon villains. Skeletor, Mum-Ra, Cobra Commander, or Megatron? Do you need me to handle this?
Yeah,
Okay,
because this is a
I
little
got you.
before my time.
Megatron is
Megatron would be number
number
one for
one.
me, and then Skeletor would be number
Skeletor
two.
is two.
But Cobra Commander and
Mum-Ra
Mum-Ra,
was kind of weak.
is that a mummy type
He
thing?
was a mummy, but then
What is
he from
that?
Thundercats.
Okay, I didn't watch Thundercats.
Yeah, I did. So I would go Mum-Ra because he had supernatural powers over Cobra Commander, who was just a man. And also,
What's Cobra Commander? G.I.
G.I.
Joe?
Joe, he was the
Okay, that's what
leader
I
of
thought.
Cobra.
Yeah.
You fools!
That's what I thought it was.
There you go. What's a song you recently
And the
cranked?
Skeletor is He-Man.
He-Man, yeah, Masters of the
Yeah.
Universe.
So I do know Megatron, Skeletor. I know a little bit about Cobra Commander, but Mum-Ra, that
I understand. I
a little out
understand.
of my range.
What's a song that you recently cranked up and sang along to that's not normally in your wheelhouse? Like a couple weeks ago, I was in the car and Angel of the Morning came on.
Just got
I was Juice Newton in and up.
Yeah.
What about you?
What would be not in my wheelhouse?
That's
Because
a good
I'm
point. You
all
listen
over
to
the
everything,
place.
man.
My like When I get in my truck,
Young Jeezy.
No, I mean, like, I would say probably rap would be like boozy,
Yeah.
like every now and then, like I'll blare boozy or something like that, or like, Big X, The Plug.
I don't know what that is.
That's out of my wheelhouse, I would say. But every now and then I get in the mood for it.
No. Colby Rushing has three questions for us. First, is Tennessee less scary in football because of the Nico transfer or the same? I mean, I don't know enough about Aguilar to tell you.
I
So
don't think he's better than
I'd say
Nico.
less, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And apparently not getting a ton of like buzz.
Okay.
So
That can make it scary though, because
it could,
Heupel's a good coach. He'll get
but
him
don't you
coached up.
think that we would be that like there would already be some things being said about him at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that. Also, which three SEC games would be the most likely for State to pull the upset? Three is asking a lot, Colby. But the answer for me, Arkansas is obvious, and we'll talk about Arkansas tomorrow on the podcast.
Arkansas, Missouri,
Missouri,
and
Ole
I'd
Miss.
probably say Ole
It's
Miss.
Ole Miss,
Your
yeah.
last three SEC games, right?
Yeah. 3 of your last 4. Georgia's in the middle
Okay,
there.
that's right.
And then last, while eating out, have y'all ever come up with a recipe or dish that the restaurant should be serving? We have. We thought about
We did
the Thunder and Lightning barbecue burrito
at T
at the
at Two Brothers.
yeah.
And we have somewhere else I feel like we have too. Yeah, the barbecue tacos. Was it
It was a
tacos or
burrito. We were like, we
burrito?
should
Okay.
do a burrito
Yeah,
because they have tacos.
we talked about like the stuff that you put in there. We had mentioned it to them, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll get to it." And they're,
Well, it's on us too. We never sat down with them to
yeah,
figure it all out. But
they were a little busy. Barton
yeah, I get it. Yeah. All
was just running around
right.
the
Speaking of
restaurant.
Rob Hathaway, what is the earliest that a city should do 4th of July fireworks? Last weekend, Ridgeland did them on Friday, June 27th, and the Reservoir did them on Saturday, June 28th. Is this too early? It should have to at least be in July. I don't understand that. July 4th is a Friday. Why would you not just go ahead and do it then? That's way too early. It should be on July 4th and only on July 4th.
Yeah, I don't like the doing the fireworks like 3 or 4 days before and 3 or 4 days
No.
afterwards, especially when you're in a neighborhood and you have dogs, which I don't have to deal with as much anymore. And there's enough gunshots that go off around my like the country where I'm at because people are shooting things that my dog just doesn't is not really bothered by it at this point. But when I lived in a neighborhood, my gosh, that was annoying. People would get out in the streets and like pop fireworks at like 1 in the morning, and my dog is just having an anxiety attack outside. I don't like it.
Also from Rob, what was wrong with my
Can Rob change his name to Lee Roth Dog?
what was wrong with Mariah May as a wrestler name? Why do we let Jade Cargill keep her real name but make Mariah May and Ricky Starks change theirs? I'm not watching NXT. What is Mariah May's new name?
It is. What is her name?
She is now Blake
Monroe, Blake
Monroe.
Monroe. That's right. I
Yeah.
knew it was like a Marilyn Monroe thing.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know why. It feels like those are brands you could have just.
Well, they might, the intellectual property might
Well, Ricky
be
Starks'
owned
name is
by,
Ricky Starks, isn't it?
I don't know. I was just saying like AEW might own the rights to it.
Mariah May, her real name is Mariah May Mead. So Mariah May is her name. Could have gotten away with that. What is
Well,
that?
you know how, I mean,
I know that.
why are you not making Braun Breaker a Steiner?
Exactly. Ricky Starks' name is Richard Starks.
They just want to do their own, they want to
Yes.
brand their own
They
people.
absolutely do.
Which
They want.
WWE makes stars.
Yeah.
That's the conversation we've had about AEW is like they're not really making any stars. I think they made Mariah May, but they really just are not making stars from scratch.
Yeah.
And WWE is. Jade Cargill, I imagine, like she's kind of like got her own brand.
Yeah, she
She
probably.
probably came in and said,
But I'm not.
"I'm if part of this is going to be me
Yeah.
keeping my brand."
All right. One more here from Rob. Special high school mascot edition challenge, Dickinson High School. He said, don't look it up beforehand. I have not looked it up.
This is in North Dakota, he says.
Yes.
Dickinson High School.
So hold on. They're the midgets.
What?
But according to this, they are retiring that and they will be the Mavericks next
I can
year.
imagine.
Yeah, but they were the Dickinson High School Midgets. And their mascot was like this guy who's like, he looks really grumpy. He's like,
like Grumpy the dwarf?
Yeah, kind of. So,
what is the correct what's the correct term? Little people?
Little people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that would be a good mascot name.
I don't either. The Ghost of Banner M. It's our buddy Steve.
We had another change.
Yeah. As he should. Well, he had the Zach Selman thing, and then Selman hired Brian O'Connor. He's like, nope, never mind. He's not going anywhere. Would you immediately take $5 million tax-free or $1 for every curse word Brandon Walker has said and will say in the future?
Ooh.
So I looked, I did.
Well, is the $1 taxed? He didn't specify.
He didn't specify. We have to assume it's tax-free as well.
Well, I think it's probably going to be over $5 million if I had to guess.
So what I did was I looked this. I did some math. Let's say Brandon says 40 curse words a day. That may be high, maybe low, but we'll just say 40, right?
It feels low.
That's $73,000 a year. So that means you'd have to, you know, you're talking about how many years? In 10 years, it's $730,000. So in 30 years, you've got to the $5 million. But if I'm getting it for every year, he says,
he said it.
He said, Brandon Walker has said, when did Brandon Walker start cursing? Age 3?
Well, yeah, probably.
You know, probably.
And his first words
his were. His first words were, damn it. So, I mean, you could already be over $5 million. But I might take it. You know, I need, obviously.
So you get the money up front from what he said already.
Yeah.
And then every time he cusses beyond that.
You get a Venmo notification.
Jeez, your phone's going to be lighting it up.
You just suddenly like, I got 15 notifications. You text Brandon, what's going on? Man, I dropped a hammer on my foot.
You're going
to, like, oh, I get it.
You're just going to have your phone plugged up at all times. It's going to be,
I need a second phone with the notification. I mean, imagine during a Mississippi State game, things go badly. I mean, you're almost cheering for State to lose at that point because you're just going to make a few $100. There you go.
Jeez.
Let's go ahead and go to the break. This is brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother, two outstanding restaurants right there next to each other. If you are looking for a fantastic meal, not the Thunder and Lightning Barbecue Burrito, but maybe one day. But if you want to enjoy great wings today, Robbie, we were eating at another restaurant, and Robbie saw the Two Brothers tweet with the smoked wings, and he's like, we made a mistake.
I did.
We should have gone to Two Brothers.
I did, and I love Obie's, but I was like, my gosh, I'm sitting here waiting on my food, and up pops 50 wings sitting on the screen.
When I tell you I could house that without batting an eyelash,
oh, I'm sure.
Wouldn't even be a contest. Yeah, Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. And I'm glad we didn't do Older Brother today because I've been telling you that I've needed to do Philly cheesesteak, but I had a Philly cheesesteak pizza on Monday. I made one, and so I'm not in a Philly cheesesteak mood, so I'm glad we didn't do the Older Brother today, but we will do that very soon.
You and I both want
to
try
it. We need to try it. We'll do that very, very soon, and you should try it as well. Head over to Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
If you need technology for your business,
I don't even know what that was.
Doesn't matter. Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service after the sale, well, guess what? You just talk to the exact same people, the people you know and you already have that relationship with. You need to talk to our good friends at Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copy or a new printer, any kind of new computer, it's right there for you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville and you're looking for MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. If you're not going to be here, there's always the website, maroonandco.com. That's the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State gear you can find. If you're looking for polos, t-shirts, hats, pullovers, they have all that. But they've also got great stuff for the house, for the car, for the tailgate. Everything Mississippi State under one roof. And best of all, you can save a little money. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're here in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. 4th of July weekend, it's all about grilling out and enjoying yourself in your backyard. But if you want your backyard to look its best, you need your house to look its best, you need to make a trip to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Everything you're going to be doing on the weekend, if you're a person who takes great pride in their lawn, if you're a gardener, If you got some projects, that some fixer-uppers that need to happen around your house, or if you just want to chill out by the grill, whatever it is you're looking to do, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has something that you need to make your weekends even better. And of course, the John Deere sales are going on now, up to 0%, or I guess I should say as low as 0% financing on a number of items, tractors, gators, mowers. It's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Before you get in the lawn in the yard this weekend, head on over to Saltillo, Mississippi to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. All right, back in it here with our friend Brick Thomas. Who would win in an arm wrestling competition between y'all?
I think Brian, because Brian's going to have the leverage.
I do have some leverage, but I don't know. I've never done it.
I'm going to go with Brian on this one.
You know what?
I'm like double jointed.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Watch this.
Okay, here we go. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. What did he just do?
You see?
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't do like that.
Right.
Like this.
Ah! I don't like that.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any good personal 4th of July stories? That is a holiday where I've never had anything really interesting happen to me.
4th of July? I mean, it's just nothing like interesting or anything like that. It's fun to be around your family.
Yeah.
It's almost like an extra Christmas for our family, like on my mom's side. And now that I've moved to where I'm at, we have like a compound out there pretty much. Like my grandmother lives in a house out there, and the house is like a house that was built for a lot of the family, like several rooms in it. So my aunt comes home with her family. They stay in that house. My other aunt lives across the street. Her family comes. It's just a fun few days for us. Right. So I think that's kicking off today.
Yeah. What is easier, hitting a 99-mile-an-hour fastball or convincing state fans their star player isn't always going to leave for a different school? Definitely the fastball.
But not by much.
It's easier to hit the fastball.
Oh, I've totally misheard that.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Anytime there's a good player at Mississippi State, it's just automatically assumed they're gone.
I'm telling you right now, I'll never forget this. And he ended up going to the transfer portal a year later, but Creed Whittemore scored a touchdown in his first game at Mississippi State, and immediately I got a tweet he'll be in the portal. Like,
literally right away.
During the game. How can you live like that?
There's just a lot of people in this fan base that are just constantly miserable. Yeah. Like, if things are going well, they're miserable about what could happen.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just don't understand that.
Yeah. Dr. Tony Loper, the best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I'm headed to Chicago.
He has family members up here.
Yeah. I'm headed to Chicago after the 4th. Give me one or two things I should add to our itinerary. Well, without knowing your itinerary, I thought that the museum was really cool, the Field Museum. I thought that the aquarium there was really nice. So if you're into those kind of things, I definitely would suggest that. We didn't make it out to like the Lake Michigan area. We were close to it, but didn't go out there. Didn't go to Navy Pier. I know that's very touristy, but I'm sure it's cool. And then one thing I wanted to do that I didn't get to do, I wanted to go to the United Center and see the Michael Jordan statue.
Oh, yeah.
I should have done that. But
I'm surprised you didn't.
I just couldn't. I was far more concerned with the three women that I was with on this trip than anything for me. I'll worry about myself another time.
I think that's going to be both of our lives.
Yeah, you know.
For a long
time. Our trips are going to be with to wrestling and stuff. But if we're on a family vacation, it's if they're happy, you're happy.
Yep.
So
I've seen a ton of people in the last 2 or 3 weeks going to Chicago.
It's a good town. It's fun.
Is that becoming the new destination city for people?
I got lucky too because the week I was there, the highs were like all in the like high 70s, low 80s.
Yeah.
The next week they were all in the 90s. So I did good.
It's a different feel.
It is different, but at the same
time. I was in North Carolina and yesterday the guy taking us from the hotel, he's like, "Gosh, it's been hot this week." I was like, "Really?"
Oh yeah, people up there complaining about the heat. I was like, "Guys."
Yeah, I was like, feels great. And he's like, "Well, you weren't here the other day. It was really hot." I was like, "I promise you, it's nothing like what we deal with."
What's one trip you'd like to do over knowing what you know now? New York. We stayed in a terrible place in New York. It was like in the financial district. It wasn't near. I wanted to be able to like walk to restaurants and stuff, and it wasn't near anything like that.
Yeah. When you're going to big cities, like you have to know the area.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Like New York too, like if you want to go like across the city, it might take you a few hours.
Yeah, I mean, you get on the subway, and but even then, it's going to take you a long time.
Yeah,
But
like you have to, like you want to go like to Long Island,
oh,
like that's a
that's a long
haul.
trip. That's a
Like you're
long trip.
thinking, oh, I can just go to Long Island. Like,
It's not
no.
like that. Yeah. So there was one thing in Chicago where, after the Cubs game, there was a delay with the trains, so we got an Uber, and by the time the Uber picked us up and got us back to where we were staying, if I had been in Starkville, I could have been in Tupelo.
Yeah.
It was that long. I was like, it's like a 15. It was really a 15-minute drive. That was really almost a 45-minute drive.
There's been a
It's
lot of
crazy.
trips I've been on where like if I just okay, Las Vegas is one.
Yeah.
The first when I first got to Las Vegas, we stayed at the Mirage.
Yeah.
And the reason I stayed at the Mirage is because I remember on Vegas vacation seeing the Mirage.
Mirage is
And so I
not,
was like,
yeah.
oh, let's stay at the Mirage. And it was right by Caesar's Palace, which is where we were gonna go see Celine Dion. That's why we went to Las Vegas. Because I went to Las Vegas for my wife. You talk about making sure your wife's happy. I took her to WrestleMania and I told her we'll go do what she wants to do. So we went to Las Vegas for that. But anyway, it's kind of like what I was mentioning about like you want to go to Long Island and you're New York, whatever. Like it's a lot further than you think. Well, when I'm thinking about the Strip in Las Vegas, I'm thinking you can just walk around that
You
place.
cannot.
You cannot.
No.
So we were going to go eat at the steakhouse at New York, New York.
Yeah.
And we're staying at the Mirage. Well, the
That's the hall, dude.
Mirage is at the front of the is basically at the very end
Yeah.
of the Strip.
Yeah, you're
New
close to the
York, New
end.
York is on the
The other
other end of the
side.
Strip. New
Yeah.
York, New York's by MGM
Yeah, I know
Grand,
where it
all
is.
that.
Yeah.
So we start walking, like it says a mile and a half. We can handle that. And like
One hour later.
we both had put on like dress shoes and
Oh,
dress
you
socks.
idiot. No.
And also on the Strip, you can't just walk down the sidewalk. You
Right.
have to go up the stairs,
Yep.
cross a bridge that goes over
Yep.
this. So
Yep.
that was something I would do differently. Is they actually have a bus you can get on that
Yes.
stops.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that till the
Yeah.
next day.
There you go.
We ended up
Tyler.
going to the pawn shop.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and Chum Lee was in there.
There
So I have a picture with Chum Lee.
you go. Tyler Ham, rank these five submissions: the figure four, the sharpshooter, the crippler crossface, the walls of Jericho, the iron claw. I love the Von Erichs, but the iron claw is last. It's just not.
If you actually do the Walls of Jericho,
You'll hurt yourself.
like
You'll hurt somebody
the well,
with a knee in the back.
actually that's the Lion Tamer. The
Yeah.
Lion Tamer, which he doesn't do much anymore,
Right.
probably because it was kind of
It's
dangerous.
dangerous. Yeah.
That was a killer.
Yeah.
Figure four, I don't know if you've ever put a
You can
figure
break
four
somebody's
before.
leg in that.
We used to do that in school all the time. We did it at PE.
If you position your legs on top of each other correctly, you
Yes.
can break the other guy's leg.
Like that's bone on bone
Yeah,
pretty much.
you'll hurt yourself.
That hurts.
So,
I've put people in sharpshooter.
in terms of wrestling,
We did all this in PE, by the way.
I think I would rank them figure four, sharpshooter, walls of Jericho, crippler crossface, iron claw.
Yeah. We used to do these things,
Oh,
but like
yeah.
it's just like you were talking about when you did the 3D.
Yeah.
Like you see this stuff on TV and you're like, oh,
I
this is
could.
easy. And it's
It's
very dangerous.
very dangerous. I gave somebody a backbreaker one time. I thought he was going to die. I picked him up and like brought him down over my knee. And
I do this on a video game
he
and the
was
thing's
like,
good.
it's like, oh God. I was like 9. It's like, oh, I'm getting started.
Paralyzed a kid.
Yeah, he was fine. You can only eat one fruit for the rest of your life. What would it be? You don't have to eat only fruit, but when you do, you can only eat this fruit.
Strawberry.
I'm gonna go cherry. I love cherries.
Okay.
But those
It's
are
either
these.
strawberry or blueberry for me.
Yeah, I agree.
When I get fresh blueberries, I eat that like
Our
popcorn.
buddy Robert St. John's got a blueberry milkshake right now down at Ed's.
It's so weird. Like, I don't really like blueberry infused stuff.
Really?
I mean, it's
I
okay.
love
Like,
blueberry cheesecake and stuff like
I'll
that.
eat it,
Yeah.
like a blueberry muffin, stuff like that. But that's not my favorite. Like, strawberry's my favorite, like, infused thing. But blueberries by themselves, I love. I don't know if I just like the pop, like, whenever you bite
I
into
got
it,
you. Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
so good.
The bearded man with a fish asks us, what's a funny game outcome or overall scenario in the upcoming football season that you could see happening or something you want to see happen for the sheer amusement of it? Unfortunately, they're all bad, I feel like.
Well, it could be somebody else.
Oh, during the. Oh, you're talking about now. You're talking about, yeah. Like Ole Miss losing to week two to Kentucky
Yeah,
would
losing them
be
again.
Florida State beating Alabama week one.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my. Baylor beating Auburn week one. Well, that
LSU
makes
losing
sense.
again.
LSU's going to lose that. I've already made my peace with
Clemson.
that. Tennessee losing to Syracuse week one would be fantastic. Just looking down the schedule, if Oklahoma gets blown out by Michigan, they lose like 48-10. Like, what does that look like in Norman with him?
Yeah, pretty much all of it involves the SEC teams losing.
State, honestly, the funniest one is the last one. If they
Beating Ole Miss.
could win the, imagine if State came into that game 5-6
Like,
somehow.
State's 5-6. Ole
Oh,
Miss is on
it's
the verge of
seven.
a playoff.
No. We'll be more realistic. I don't think Ole Miss is going to be on the playoff.
But
But
what if they've only
if
lost,
they're 7-4
what
and
if they've
they're
lost
like,
three games and you're like, okay, like there's
you could
enough.
get in, yeah, and they finish 8-4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah,
If
that'd be funny.
State is 5-6.
Keep us right. Did you guys watch Night of Champions? If so, what was your thought? I did not watch.
It was good.
Was it
I
good?
thought it was good. Ending was solid. I thought the whole deal was pretty good.
All right.
They are all in on Saudi Arabia, man.
Yeah,
Bet going
well,
there.
there's money. It's all money.
They're gonna send a WrestleMania there eventually, I imagine.
Have fun with that. Playball or DC,
You're watching WrestleMania at 11 a.m.
You're visiting your parents' house, and while going through the pantry, you run up on an unopened bottle of New Coke.
Oh,
Are you going
wait.
to open? Huh?
What's New Coke?
All right, I'll tell you in a second. The question is, are you going to open it and taste it out of curiosity? If so, will you drink the whole thing? I've tried New Coke, and I would not want to try it again. So, like in 83, 84, something like that, Coke changed the way Coke tastes. It was the craziest thing ever. They were killing Pepsi. Coke was by far the number one drink, and they decided to change the way it tasted. And so there was New Coke, and it was not good. It tasted more like Pepsi, to be honest with you.
So not only is this like it's new Coke, but it's new Coke from the
Yeah,
80s.
they stopped making it in like 88, 89, something
So
like
we'll be opening a
that.
drink
Hey,
that is
basically a 30-year-old
40
can
years
of
old.
drinks. Yeah, 40-year-old can of drink.
No.
So no, I'm not going to drink it because but the other thing is I have tasted New Coke.
There's a guy on Instagram, again, another algorithm I've stumbled on. He eats stuff from like the 80s, like unopened cereal. Like one of the things he did the other day, Brian, I know you're texting right now and you're not paying attention.
It involves my mom. I
I
can't
need
do it.
you to
I'm locked
pay
in. All
attention to
right.
this. This guy opened the Batman the cereal
From
from
that's like
like
91, right?
1990, like 1992 or
Yeah,
something,
yeah, yeah.
and ate it.
Oh, it couldn't
Poured
be
it a
good.
bowl, poured milk on it. He does that.
Is it good?
No, he
That's
said this tastes like cardboard
yeah,
and
it's gotta be out of yeah.
I mean, think about that.
So to finish the new Coke story, there was a riot, basically. People were like, people like me. I was only 10 or 11, or maybe even 8 or 9. I don't remember what year it was. But like, people were like, I've been drinking this my whole life and you changed it. Why would you do that? So, within like 2 months of this, they brought out Coca-Cola Classic, which was, hey, if you want the old
The
Coke, you still
original,
have that, right? And
it's still here to this day.
that's what Coke is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was like a period there where if you wanted to buy a Coke, it tasted like Pepsi. It was awful. I hated it so much.
That
I was
guy
so
doesn't take my
sad.
time.
Yeah. I was so sad.
Vanilla Coke. What was your
Not a
stance
fan.
on that?
Not a
Me
huge
neither.
fan.
I didn't like it.
I don't like cherry Coke or vanilla Coke.
Look, I just don't need my stuff tampered
Yeah,
with.
just let me
I'm
just.
good
I
with
want
how
the
it
way it
is.
is. Exactly. Scott Ming, Robbie, how did you and your
Winston
wife?
County, stand up.
There you go. How did you and your wife decide on the layout for y'all's house? I saw some pictures of that on Twitter.
She,
Pictures of
yeah,
your house
from
from
the
the tree line.
Ole
Yeah,
Miss burner accounts, psychopaths,
so I'm gonna guess
freaks.
the correct answer is like she picked everything and I just said okay.
She designed the entire house.
Yeah.
My wife designed a house off of Pinterest and TikTok and stuff like that. And so my wife went to East Central, and that's where we met, East Central Community College. She went to East Central to and she went into graphic and design. And she was going to be like she was going to go into graphics and design, like get her bachelor's in that. She got an associate's, so she can design a house for you and do it very well. But she designed it, she put it all together, and we basically like she did like the base of it and gave it to someone to do the blueprints or whatever. My wife is very good about putting a vision on a piece of paper. And so she did the whole house, and the only thing I asked was, can I design the back porch, and can I design my office? And that's what happened. She actually had some input on the office too, though. She came up with
The
the
concept.
backdrop, the cabinets and stuff that I have, the shelving.
There you go.
I just told her I want shelving to put all my memorabilia stuff on, and we designed that little area in the middle that's got my national championship paper on it. We designed that specifically for that.
There you go. Also from Scott, Brian, when can I bring the box jerseys for you and Robbie to do the coin flip on? Who gets Vic Ballard and who gets Rufus Warren freshman year? I didn't know this was a
Are you
thing.
gonna you want the Rufus Warren game worn jersey to hang up in here, don't you?
That's what I would rather have Vic Ballard. I love Rufus, but Vic Ballard's one of my favorite Bulldogs of
How
all time.
dare you?
I mean,
How
just
dare you trash Rufus
I didn't
Warren?
try. I just said I love Rufus. So one of the funniest things I've ever done is when it was a basketball game, I was sitting next to, this is back when we were sitting on the floor, and I was sitting next to Joel. Brandon Walker and Rufus Warren are sitting together in the good seats there.
Yeah, that was so random, by the way.
Yeah. And I told Joel, I was like, watch this. And I tweeted, it's great to see Brandon Walker sitting next to Rufus Warren. I didn't think they'd be friends after he called him the homeless man's Justin Malone. And I just sat there
And
and
tagged him,
I
tagged
tagged them
Rufus.
both. I tagged them both. And so I'm just staring at Rufus the whole time, right? Finally, he gets his phone out and I see him go like this. He goes, and he shows it to Brandon, and Brandon goes, oh God. And he points at us, and me and Joel are dying on the press row.
That is excellent.
And Rufus is like, you saw.
The
I was like,
only thing better than that would be like, good to see Rufus Warren sitting courtside here tonight, and don't even mention
don't
it.
even mention Brandon. Yeah,
Yeah.
I could have done that. Brett Christensen asked, if college aged us what could receive an NIL package, what would you have wanted? I would have wanted free drinks at Cheers. And I would have made the most out of that package, let me tell you, back in the day. What about you?
Gosh, but back in the day, like how dangerous was it like in college? Like we were just seeing like and thank God I'm still alive after these years, but like when you're that age, like you just see like how inebriated you can get and like how fast you can get there. Doesn't matter what it is or whatever, like it like the stuff that we were doing was just insane. My NIL package in the college years, what would it be? I mean, it like especially early, it'd probably be something like that. Like I get free drinks at State Theater is where I would have been. State Theater was my jam.
What would current you want? I would want to be the official spokesperson for Killer Hogs. Killer Hogs
Yeah.
Barbecue. Me and Malcolm.
Well, first of all, I want a Cane's deal for sure.
You sure you don't want a Zaxby's deal? It's the same thing.
No, it's
It's
not.
the exact
It's
same thing.
not. They're two entirely different chicken
Same thing.
tenders.
Yeah, you're right. Josh Weissman, the internet chef, did a chicken tenders ranking, and Zaxby's ranked ahead of Cane's.
It doesn't for me.
I don't know what to tell you.
Nope. So and I would get a Cane's deal, and then I would want like, can I have like a Maserati deal?
Oh, so we're going hardcore here.
I mean, if I get to choose. Or can I have a private plane deal like Nicholas Air?
You want like wheels up, like what Jackson Dart has.
I thought he did Nicholas Air.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Or
I
it
don't
might be
know. Might
called
be the
Wheels
same.
Up. I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay.
I want a private
I got you.
jet
I got you.
and I'll promote the crap out of it,
All right.
but I can go anywhere I want.
All right. Ford Polk. Been driving by Perry Central and McLaurin High Schools a lot lately. They want to step on the toes of the person who has named the mascot questions, but I'm curious if you know them. I know McLaurin for sure. I'm pretty sure about Perry Central. What is Perry Central?
Perry Central, oh, did we do them
I
the
think
other day?
so.
I believe that's where my buddy Wyatt Davis is from. That's a
Yeah, I was
quarterback.
right about what Perry
It's
Central
like the
is.
Blue Devil. No,
No.
no.
It's much easier than you're making it out here. Yeah,
Wildcats.
the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's our.
Whoa. Perry Central is where
Where Nick Griffin
Nick
is.
Griffin's from.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking, what was I
You're thinking
thinking? Pearl
Pearl?
River
I
Central,
got you.
which is neither one of those mascots either, I don't think. I think they're something
Yeah, I
else.
think they are. Do you know what McLaurin is?
Perry Central is where Nick Griffin is
He's the coach.
coaching.
He's the head coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know McLaurin?
McLaurin.
Another simple one.
I'm trying to get the.
Make sure I'm right. We played McLaurin in high school.
I'm trying to get the color scheme.
They're green and gold.
Green and gold.
Yeah, I was right about the mascot. Yeah.
God, my mind's going blank on them.
Ready?
Are they Wildcats?
They're Tigers.
Tigers.
Yeah.
I knew they were a cat.
Yeah, they were. Their helmet is the same as Clemson's, but it's green and gold. It's got the paw on it.
That's right.
So, or at least it was.
I
It's been a
went
year.
by McLaurin not too long ago.
Yeah. Which of these do you think you could jump in and figure out how to drive slash pilot on your own? Commercial jet, a train, a fighter jet, or a space shuttle in space? I mean, I have played Afterburner where you sit in the cockpit, so I probably do a fighter jet pretty
Train
easily.
is probably would probably be mine. The
Train
train,
feels like it should just be like stop and go, right? It
yeah,
feels
you're
like that's
on
what
a
it should be.
track. A jet, and like you gotta get off the ground with a fighter jet and a commercial jet and a space shuttle. But like the space shuttle, like I feel like once you get in the air, it should be relatively easy. Like I wouldn't say easy, but you know, you're gonna have like a joystick and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The train, I feel like, is the
I
biggest.
agree.
Is the easiest.
Nathan Moncrief, is this current MSU baseball staff the best we've ever had? Comparatively speaking, Cohen had Mangione, Thompson, and Coggin on a staff. Polk had great assistants like Raffo, Shoup, and McMahon. I got to see how it works out,
I
right?
think it is.
But I got to see how it works out. Cohen's staff right there, you've got
Well, as far as.
two future head coaches in the SEC, and Coggin will probably be one very soon.
Well, and that's hindsight there with those,
Right.
but this is kind of hindsight too with Virginia's staff. I mean,
It's very
Virginia,
good, don't get me wrong.
this is a staff that's been together. The core of it, the three top guys, have been together for at least 15 years, and O'Connor and his right-hand man have been together for 22 years. So, I personally think this is the best they've ever had from the top down.
All right. I mean, I'm willing to go with it.
Yeah.
Tanner Bowler, last week you guys were talking about Eastbound and Down and Righteous Gemstones. Have either of you seen Vice Principals? I have not.
I keep wanting to watch it. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's very funny. And that's yeah, that's Goggins is in that
Goggins and Brian
and Brian.
McBride. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, is it worth suing someone over $12?
No.
I didn't think so. No.
Well, the court costs alone,
You
you've
would
already
think. You would think.
I mean, you're way over $12 at that point.
Andrew Norwood, you are now in charge of American nutrition. You just thought this country was obese. What food item are you now making mandatory, and what slogan do you add to the marketing? Example, Brondo, it has what plants crave.
That's true. It has what plants crave.
The stuff out of the toilet? What are we making mandatory? I'm making a fried catfish.
Yes.
Fried catfish. It's superior.
It is superior.
Forget we just did that. We're really like the we're really like John Cusack with the radio outside of the girl's house, just like trying to get superior catfish to come back.
Absolutely.
Also from
They'll be
Andrew,
back.
they'll come back. You are all given a six-course meal, either cooked or chosen by one of these chefs. Who do you choose? Gordon Ramsay, Anthony Bourdain, Andrew Zimmern, Guy Fieri, or Paula Deen? Well, certainly not Andrew Zimmern. I'm not eating, cow's feet
Well, and Anthony
and
Bourdain
bull tongue. Bourdain's
ate,
dead.
yeah, but he ate some weird
He
stuff
did eat some
too.
weird stuff, but at the same time, he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
It's Paula Deen for me because there's going to
Million
be
people.
a lot of sweetness in that,
Yeah.
a lot of southern love.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken,
Yeah.
mashed potatoes, green
So
beans.
Ramsay's the best chef on this list,
Yes.
but his food is going to be fancy. Guy Fieri,
He's going to get you some chicken wings.
wings and pizza and barbecue. I might go Guy. I really
Ooh.
might go Guy. All right, here's Matt McCann with our weekly high school mascot
Oh
challenge.
boy,
All
I've
South
already
State.
flunked two of them today.
All right, Poplarville. Is
Hornets.
that right? It is the Hornets.
I've covered like three of their state championships
You
now.
should know this one. Raleigh.
Lions.
That is correct. Stone. That's Stone County?
Stone High.
Stone High School. Oh, there's a Stone High School in Mississippi. I didn't know that.
Tom.
Oh, Stone High School used to be Stone County.
Tom. Tomcat.
That's right. St. Patrick.
They are the Irish.
I believe that is correct.
They're like Notre Dame.
Yes. Oh, well, no, that's in Chicago. Hold on. Let me bring Mississippi up in here.
I'm pretty sure they
No,
are.
they're the Shamrocks. You're close.
Okay, St. Joe's is the
Greenville
Irish.
St. Joe is the final.
That's the Irish.
Yeah.
What's St. Patrick's colors?
Oh, it's green and gold.
Okay,
They look
but
like Notre Dame.
they're
No,
not
they're the
the Irish.
Shamrocks. They're the Shamrocks.
Okay. Well, what's
So
this? What? I
there's a
guess it's
difference.
not the same, but
It's,
it's
well,
kind of
no,
like.
it's not the same.
I thought that they were similar to Greenville St.
Well,
Joe's.
hold on. This says, hold on. Hold on. Hold, please. I'm double checking here.
Money.
It says team name Fighting Irish on Wikipedia, so I don't know. Maybe you are right.
What do they look?
We got like two different things.
St. Patrick, Biloxi, Mississippi,
Yeah.
Fighting Irish.
But this other thing says the Shamrock. I don't know, man. I don't know. I will go with Fighting Irish. We'll just say you're right.
Okay.
St. Patrick's is a school that didn't exist when I was a kid. It came into being after Hurricane Katrina, and they merged St. John's and Mercy Cross.
Oh, okay.
Which are two schools I've played. I played against Mercy Cross
They needed to
and St.
merge
John's.
schools in 1A and
Yeah. And then last one, Tylertown.
they're the
I think I know this one.
they're
I'm pretty sure I'm
the
right.
Chiefs.
Yes, that's correct. I was wrong. I
The home of Jamion Lewis, wasn't it?
believe that's correct. I believe. Hunter Boland, I fell behind on Thunder and Lightning for about 3 weeks in June and have now finally caught up. My question is, if you guys fall behind on a podcast, do you listen to every episode until you're caught up, or you just skip to the most recent episode? I'm a skip to the most recent guy, especially a podcast like this where like the news from 3 weeks ago is not the news anymore.
Oh, I can't. I'm fear missing out guy.
Okay.
I gotta listen to all of them.
Okay.
I'm like 80 episodes behind one of my.
Cody asked, if you could make a new Mount Rushmore without presidents or politicians, who would be on it? Whew.
It would be music, probably for
Oh, so you're gonna
me.
do a music, but it's gotta be America. So Elvis.
It's gotta be American.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was gonna put like Freddie Mercury on it, and
No,
he's
it's
from.
America.
He's from well
He's British.
he's British, but he was also like
I think he's got some Arab
he was
going
has
there.
maybe yeah
Yeah.
I mean yeah Elvis is on that messes me up a little bit with
Yeah,
it
because
being
you can't put the
American
Beatles, you can't put Rolling
because
Stones.
most of the great rock
Yeah.
bands come from
So
England.
Elvis. All right, stay with me. Just for American music, right? Elvis,
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Oh, are we sure?
Well, let's just think just strictly music. I mean,
Okay.
we could say that about
Hey,
Elvis
no,
was
you're not wrong.
marrying a 15-year-old.
B.B. King.
He's up there. He's up there.
Okay, Steve Tyler, Steven Tyler. I mean, Aerosmith is
Aerosmith's
probably the.
probably the
The
best American rock
yeah, they're
band.
right there. Eddie Van Halen. Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix is up there.
That's tough.
We'll have to specify like what we're
Yeah,
talking
it's
about.
so
Like,
tough, man. It's so
yeah.
tough.
I don't know. Maybe we just
Yeah.
do Great American.
All right. Let's get this one because apparently I interrupted you yesterday. So let's just do it.
A
Robbie.
couple of people have messaged me about this, and I don't
I
remember.
don't either. So double A, Andy Atkinson, the enforcer. Robbie, you didn't finish the story of what happened at the airport. The guy slapped you on the back, and then y'all distracted yourself, and it just skipped to you sending the tweet. So what happened?
I think it was you interrupting me, is what
I
happened.
guess so. I don't recall, but it's very possible that I interrupted you.
It's very possible. It's just like whenever you finish like saying something, you
Whenever I
kick it over
finish
to
saying
me,
something,
you go right back to your
I just get right
phone.
back to my phone.
All right,
Well, work is hard.
And then you'll like when I'm saying things, it's like you're rushing me out of it.
Yeah.
Why do you do it?
Oh, they're getting closer all the time.
All right, well, let's go.
Isn't that right, Mr. Scream?
No.
Anyway, tell the story.
I mean,
As much as you
there.
can.
I don't. I think I pretty
I thought
much
you told the
said
story.
it.
I thought you said you were at the airport, somebody sat down and talked with you that we could use as a source.
Well, I said basically I had this story pulled up on my computer that I was waiting for the news, for someone to tell me that this had happened, or for me to see another report about it. I don't know. I was waiting on it that Ace Reese was going to enter the portal because, all signs were kind of pointing to it. This person plops down next to me. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, what are you hearing on Ace Reese? And the guy was like, I think state's good. And that's basically how it
That's
went.
basically it.
And then I talked about a lot of other things, and we had a good chat, and
There
we
it
went
is.
on with our lives.
So, all right. That's
There
all.
wasn't anything.
That there wasn't any more to say. Yeah.
It's just
I
that
feel like we did say that yesterday.
I thought we did, but it's probably bounced around a little bit.
Yeah.
But all that to say, it was just a really crazy, happenstance
Yeah.
that all that came together. It's kind of weird.
There you go. All right. Tomorrow's show is football. We'll talk some football. We're going to talk about important games for Mississippi State, and we'll preview one of them, one of the most important games of the schedule, the Arkansas game, with Jackson Fuller of the Southwest Times-Record. Talk to you guys tomorrow for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.